The mitzvah to purchase clothing and jewelry from one's wife and daughters before Yontif. Must one do so prior to every Yontif? How obligatory is this? Is it just a mere custom? And what should one do if one can't afford it? So it's recorded in the Gemara in Pesachim and in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch chapter 529, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch 529, Halacha 6, that it is a biblical positive command in the Torah for one to have Simchas Yontif, for one to rejoice and be of happy spirit on Yontif. And this applies throughout all the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, including Chol HaMoed, and the holiday of Atzeres of Shavuos, with exception to Rosh Hashanah, which is not considered part of the Shalosh Regalim, and one is therefore exempt. Now the Pesachim discuss, how does one fulfill this obligation? Does it simply suffice to wear a smile throughout the days, or do you actually have to do something? So the Gemara in Pesachim writes, and it's recorded in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch in the above sources, that the obligation of joy and gladness of heart applies to oneself, his wife, his children, his entire household, even non-relatives, and that this is the responsibility of the father of the home to make sure that everybody is happy and joyful. And that this is accomplished in the following way. By the women of the household, one is to buy the women, which refers to the wife and all adult female children, other adult female family household members, jewelry or clothing. Children are to be given sweets, and men are to drink wine. But nonetheless, from here we understand that for women, the mitzvah deraisa of simcha, which is an obligation upon the father of the home to make sure that everyone in his home is happy for Yontif. Due to this obligation, the father of the home is biblically obligated to purchase clothing or jewelry on behalf of his wife and adult female children who will appreciate it more than simple treats. Now, how much must one spend, the Alter Rebbe writes, in accordance to his affordability? So a person who's very wealthy will spend more. A person who's not very wealthy will spend less. The Pesachim write that if one cannot afford to purchase clothing or jewelry, then he can purchase new shoes in order to fulfill this mitzvah. This is assuming that new shoes is cheaper than clothing or jewelry, which is not always the case. So to summarize, as part of the biblical obligation of Simcha and Yontif, which is upon every person of the household and is the job of the father of the home to make sure that everyone rejoices, there is therefore an obligation for him to purchase the women of his home clothing or jewelry to rejoice them on behalf of the holiday. And that this obligation applies prior to every Yontif. And therefore, if you bought it prior to Pesach, it doesn't mean you're now exempt from Shavuos, and rather you have to purchase anew something new for Shavuos on their behalf. Now, what is the law regarding a single woman or a single mother? Must she buy herself jewelry or clothing in honor of Yontif to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? Or is this a special obligation only upon a married couple that it's the obligation of the husband? So the majority of Pesachim rule that women are independently obligated in the mitzvah of Simcha. When they're married, it's the husband's job, because the money is his. However, a single woman, a single mother, would be obligated to buy herself something new to rejoice herself for the holiday, and she would also be obligated to purchase this on behalf of her household members. Nonetheless, the Ravid is of the opinion that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Simcha, for practically every person should be machmir in this, and therefore even a single mother or single woman should be stringent to fulfill the biblical mitzvah of Simcha and purchase for themselves new clothing and new jewelry in honor of every Yontif.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.